Peace, peace, everybody. Welcome to Hood Magic Radio. This is your host, Hood Shaman. Some of you that are here know me from Instagram, Hood Shaman 444 on Instagram. Also, my other Instagram is Hood Shaman 84. Also, you can find me on Facebook, Hood Shaman, and Hood Shaman on YouTube as well. Now, when you go look up Hood Shaman, make sure the picture looks like me, because we know we have people who put up fake pages and all that other goofy shit they do on the internet. Speaking of the day, we're going to talk about Facebook groups today on this radio show. Facebook groups, and you know, it's different types of Facebook groups. I mean, I have two different Facebooks. I have a Facebook on weight loss and water fasting and shit like that, right? And those weight loss groups are okay. It's similarities with the spiritual groups. But the spiritual groups, we got to talk about the spiritual groups today. The spiritual groups on Facebook, there is a lot of new age spirituality. And it's a lot of bullshit and garbage and trash that they're talking about on there. Basically, what they're doing is they're taking a lot of old school spirituality and trying to mix it with new age. And it's just turning into like a shit storm. So today I was on Facebook and a brother left a comment saying, I'm cursed by my family. My family's cursed. It was a young brother. He couldn't have been nothing more than 19, 20 years old. So I left in the comments. I started laughing. Sister came in the comments. She said, what are you laughing at? I said, this brother ain't, there's no curse here. Why the fuck are y'all entertaining this bullshit? And in the comments, all you seen was, do this, burn sage, dance around with oil on your forehead, all this stupid shit, right? And I'm sitting there talking, telling myself, and I always imagine myself fucking eating popcorn and laughing at these silly motherfuckers on Facebook groups, especially the spiritual ones. So, I get it. I understand. You don't know anything. And you think anytime anything bad happens in your fucking life, you think it's a curse or a hex. Well, newsflash, it isn't. Most of these things that happen to us, we've already, as our souls want to come down here, we wrote the book. Any old school spiritualist knows this. You pick a family, you pick a life, you pick a language, you pick a body. You pick everything before you reincarnate down to this motherfucker or you cycle down here. This might be your first time coming here. And you pick your problems. See, we leave that out as spiritualists. We don't want to hear that part. You pick the problems. Rather, the problem is you're going to marry a psycho motherfucker for 10 years. You're going to have a baby by deadbeat. Whatever you go through, you picked it. And I tell people this all the time. Go and talk to your soul about what you're supposed to be doing here and fucking why. Stop going around asking other people about your soul. It's your soul. So, moving on. The brother never comments back. So, it's this other sister comes in there and says, you're ignorant and you're rude for saying that. We are here to learn. So, I wanted to say, bitch, I ain't here to learn. I'm here to laugh. But I didn't say that. Y'all gotta excuse me, all you new listeners. I am raw and uncut. So the sister is like, you ignorant, you rude. I said, sister, I've been doing spirituality since 1989. Okay? Since about 4 or 5 years old. That's when I started talking to spirits. That's when my spiritual journey started. I said, you know, I didn't even go into saying I didn't read any books that woke me up. Of course, there's books that we all have read, but I didn't read a book and say, there's the ticket. I gotta be a shaman now because I read this book. I didn't do that. I was against books for a long time because books, as we know, a lot of religious books that I'm not gonna get into today, that's a whole nother show, another radio show that we're gonna have to do on religion. But these books, the information's not accurate. It's the wrong information. It's a distraction. You know what I mean? It's lies. So And then YouTube, same thing on YouTube. You got one guy on YouTube saying burn sage. When you burn a sage, turn your hand right. The other one says turn your hand left. It's like, what the fuck? So you're sitting there scratching your head. It's like, okay, which way do I go? Who do I listen to? Listen to your soul. Listen to your spirit team. Stop listening to people on social media. That's what I told the sister. And the sister didn't like, they don't like hearing that because that's their only source of information and substance of their spiritual journey. If you ask 90% of these people on social media, why are you a spiritualist? Why are you a witch? Why are you a shaman? Why are you a mystic? Why are you a psychic medium? Why do you call yourself an empath? They're going to say, I seen a post. I watched a video. They're not even going to answer and say something was inside of me that woke me up. I've met people who said things like that. I kept seeing these things, and I knew that there was something going on with me, that there was something that divine about me. There was something inside me that woken me up, and it awakened me, and I just wanted to be a spiritualist. I knew this was like what I was sitting here for. Shit like that, you know, sound like a motherfucking Lifetime movie or something. You ain't talking like a motherfucking Lifetime movie. Or some shit on WeTV, one of those fucking movies on a Saturday afternoon, then you're not passionate about what your soul purpose is, and you're just fucking here for entertainment and for games and to feed your ego. So I went live, and the live, it was a lot of people agreeing with me, kissing my ass like they always do, and then they come and DM me or they talk shit behind my back. I don't give a flying fuck. So I go live, and I'm talking. And I'm going in, doing my spiritual shit, you know what I mean? Really digging into these motherfuckers, heavy. And so some motherfucking nigga sends me a message in the comments. We don't need elders. We can learn on our own. I said, here we fucking go with this bullshit. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, why would a nigga say some shit like this? And I said, huh? Because you don't have any fucking elders. Because your mama probably was a crackhead. Your daddy probably was a crackhead. You probably didn't have no grandparents. And I wasn't shitting on the nigga. I'm being honest. If you don't have elders, and you can tell who was raised right. Y'all ever heard that shit? That motherfucker wasn't raised right. And the motherfuckers that weren't raised right go around punching old women and seeing an old woman bring her groceries in the house. And you standing there smoking a cigarette laughing. You know, just doing silly shit because you could tell they wasn't brought up right. They had no morals. They had no respect. You can tell. Even by his comments, you can tell. By even him to even comment about, we don't need no elders. We do need elders. And you can tell he's not going to be an elder because he's already saying we don't need elders. So when he become an elder and he wants to tell somebody something, he gonna say, I'm your elder, respect your elders. Well, they gonna say to you, well, Uncle, you said on Facebook 10 years ago, I found an old clip of you on Facebook, and you was arguing with God, you said we don't need elders. I don't need your ass. And then it will matter. And that's the problem with black folks and this whole African spirituality, this hoodoo, this voodoo, all this magic shit y'all trying to get into. Y'all bring your egos into this, your own personal feelings and your emotions. See, I don't get emotional about anything. I don't when it comes to spirituality. I just let it fly. Now, with me cussing your ass out, that doesn't mean that I'm emotional. That just means I cussed your ass out. And if I don't agree with you, doesn't mean I'm emotional. And I'm all emotional and I'm losing myself and you throwing me off for the day. Nah, it doesn't always mean that. It just means I'm calling out your bullshit. Just like this podcast today, this radio show that I am doing today. Calling out your bullshit. Now, let me give you a spiritual background on me for you guys that's listening up to this point. I wanted to talk until I got up to this point for my true listeners. I have been dealing with spirituality since 89. I really got heavy into spirituality probably 93. And I grew up not knowing I was a psychic medium. I didn't know what that stuff was or nothing. My mother used to say, you're a seer. Don't tell anybody. They're going to think you crazy. They're going to put you in the nut house.
Well, she's absolutely right. I didn't go to the nut house, but I did share with friends and people at school, and they thought I was crazy. First spirit I ever seen was I had a puppy, and I used to keep the puppy in the basement. You know, that's where you keep the damn puppy at in the hood. Motherfuckers, you keep the dog in the basement, the attic, or the motherfucking out in the back with a motherfucking chain around his neck. A 2-inch chain, the motherfucker can't even do a circle, and the motherfucking grass ain't cutting. The shit just look ghetto. I ain't saying that's how our house looked, but most houses in the hood was like that. So I kept the puppy inside. So I used to go down and feed the puppy in the morning, you know, go down there and change the paper if the puppy took a shit and fucked up the carpet or whatever the fuck, cleaned up before I went to school. That was my job. Because I said I wanted this puppy, my mother and father said, that's your job, take care of the puppy, make sure you feed the motherfucker, clean the motherfucker, let the motherfucker out in the morning. So I had to get up extra early to do this shit. The house that we was living in already had a lot of activity and a lot of energy in it because I used to feel like it was people always around me and shit. But I never played into it. You know, when you're a kid, you think you're imagination. You know, we seen shit and just didn't believe it because we were told, oh, that's just your imagination. Your imagination is wild. You're just making shit up. So I'm going downstairs and I remember this. I got down to midway down the fucking stairs and I look. There's a guy over in the corner with a suit on. This is like one of them 70s, 80s, one of them old. This was in the 90s. So it was an old suit then. Some old shit. He's standing in the corner, no fucking head. Just standing there. I don't know if the motherfucker was looking at me or not because the thing that was manifesting, that spirit, was showing no head. Excuse me, I have to get a drink of water. So he had no head, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I wasn't scared. I wasn't worried. And I'm going to go into that later on. Why children, you know, we just came from that world. So we're not scared of anything. That's why we always talking about we're flying, and we outside rolling around acting like we, you know, Superman or a soldier. We got this imagination that's just running wild. Because we just came from a place that's like that, where you could be anything you want to be. Okay? So I'm sitting there, and I said, oh, I'm going to school. And I went on to school, and I had seen other things. I had been out in restaurants and seen people in the restaurant that wasn't there. And I said, I thought everybody could see this. My mother used to always really pay attention to me and talk to me about having spiritual talk. Because it's me and two other siblings that has this gift. The other three don't have the gift. So she used to have these conversations with us. And the crazy thing is, we went through the most in life. Us three. We went through the most. And we always dealt with these people coming around us that wanted to be our friend or wanted to be in relationship with us or wanted us to help them or wanted us to hear them. And that's truly what being an empath is. That's something before you guys run around calling yourself empath. When you're going to attract, as a psychic medium, all energies. And as an empath, all energies. Call yourself a psychic, empath, whatever these fucking new age terms. You're attracting negative and positive energy, bad and good shit, to break it down. Okay? So, what happens was, once I started going around my friends and spending the night over their house watching movies, that's when the ego started to manifest and develop. Because you're going to develop an ego, because you're going to feed that ego for so many years. You're going to listen to that ego, where that ego can either control you or just be a sidekick. And a sidekick, you're going to listen to sometimes, not all the fucking time. You seen Batman and Robin and shit. Sometimes Batman said, fuck you, I'm going anyway, Robin. And then he gets fucking tied up, and then Robin got to come save him, or vice versa. Robin gets tied the fuck up because he didn't listen to Batman. So either you're going to have the ego as a sidekick, or that motherfucker is going to run your whole life. And so the ego started getting fed, because I started seeing these fucking movies with Freddy and Halloween and Ghost and scary shit, and I started getting scared of this shit. My ego starts saying, you got to be scared of that shit. Because I used to didn't get scared when I would see these different entities and deities and beings and ghosts. I didn't get scared. So the ego tried to work on me. The ego tried to work on me, and it didn't work. Now, when I got to become a teenager, and I told all my students this is in my classes, I got spiritual classes available as well. Let me plug myself in while y'all listening. And all my fucking friends and everything, when we were teenagers, shit was really fucked up. Because when you're a teenager, that's when your energy gets wild. Your psychic abilities, everything. So that's why a lot of times we use drugs and drink and we do a bunch of stupid shit. We just out of control because we don't have any balance at that time. So when I told my students this, I said, when I was a teenager, I stopped giving a fuck about spirituality. I was a wild motherfucker for fucking 14 to about 19. Wild motherfucker. In the hood, just doing stupid shit. So anyway, my point of that is, that was straight ego. If any spiritualist tells you, I've never dealt with ego, I've always been balanced and all that, run. Just like if any spiritualist tell you they ain't never been in a bad relationship, they ain't never had money problems or anything, fucking run. Because even if you ain't had money problems, you didn't have a relationship problem, you ain't seen nobody out here that's a billionaire that ain't been divorced or had their heart broken or broke somebody's heart or been in a bad relationship or met a silly motherfucker. It's going to happen. It's part of the process. And that's the problem. We don't want to go through the process, and that's what's going on. What does this have to do with the Facebook groups? Well, Facebook groups, what you have is a bunch of so-called spiritual people that is only operating in ego. Because by you going to learn from television and YouTube and from books, you're getting fed from ego. You're not learning from an ancient tribe. You're not even learning from the spirit realm. I'll even give you a pass. If you fucking say, I learned from the spirit realm how to do this, you'll get a pass from me. But if the first thing that comes out of your fucking mouth, well, I watched this video, or this sister named so-and-so, they always trying to plug other people in on for you to listen to them. Well, I listen to so-and-so. I said, I don't know that motherfucker. I said, what's their elder's name? I don't know. What tribe they from? What covenant? I don't know. So they're a witch? They don't belong to a covenant? No, they just started. Why'd you get the reading, sis? Because it was free. And I sit up and I say, what the fuck is wrong with these niggas? And that nigger consciousness, is a motherfucker. That nigger ego is a motherfucker, man. It's a motherfucking monster. You guys have created an entity within yourself, because that's what your ego becomes after you feed it for so many years. And now you go buy some frankincense and myrrh, you buy some sage, you buy some white candles from the dollar store, and now you're officially, hold on, let me not forget, you buy a deck of tarot cards off of Amazon. And now you fucking officially call yourself a spiritualist. And what you do, you set that shit on the table and leave it there. And you go back to doing the same stupid shit you was doing before. And then you'll come across a nigga like me, this hardcore spiritualist. Let me say that again. Hardcore. Say that shit like I'm from St. Louis. Hardcore. Spiritualist, right? Motherfucker come through. I need a reading. You give a motherfucker a reading. Spirits come through. Tell them what to do. What's the first thing these silly motherfuckers say to you? But I burn sage, shaman. Hood shaman. I burn incense, shaman. I bought candle, shaman. I said, you bought candles. Did you light the motherfuckers? No, I set them on my altar just because. Just like the silly bitch that put her ancestor altar in the fucking closet. And then the bitch gave me the fucking thiz face when I said to her, why the fuck are your ancestors so goddamn hungry? The bitch gave me the thiz face talking about, well, I put food on there. The bitch put food on there 3 months ago, put them in the closet and shut the door. And I asked the bitch, I said, where the fuck did you learn this shit from? Who told you how to do this? I'm thinking she done got a consultation from somebody or watched a video. This motherfucker said she learned it in a Facebook group. I said, God damn. And then I thought to myself, how many silly motherfuckers on Facebook in this group actually took this and ran with it? And now they're calling themselves teachers, elders, high priestess, shamans. We'll have a show on understanding what a shaman is and give me the breakdown of it. And it's going to hurt a lot of people's feelings when I do go and do this radio show. It's not going to be today. Today is about Facebook groups. So this is what I'll say about Facebook groups. I'm in a few of them that actually, like I said earlier, they actually are pumping out some good information and they're respectful. And I don't care if they respect me. They respect spirituality and they respect the spirits. That's big on me. You ain't got to respect me, but you need to respect the craft. Because you disrespect the craft, then you disrespect the whole spiritual movement and what the whole purpose of us being here. And if you're not mad about these people just running around saying crazy shit in these groups, you should be as a teacher. As a teacher, I'm watching people teach and tell people to do stuff that they don't even know who they are, what they're supposed to be doing. So all you're doing is creating a big group of people on a mass level, they got to come back and we got to unteach them and they got to unlearn a bunch of shit and we got to train them up the right way. You're just making everybody that is out here teaching jobs a lot harder. Leave these people alone. If you don't have any idea of who you are, stop posting. Just be in the Facebook group and watch. I don't post in every group. Sometimes I just watch, grab the popcorn, or I go, whoa, that's amazing. That's some real shit right there. I like that. I don't like that, but I don't always comment. The reason I commented on the brother with the curse, because I'm telling this brother, you ain't got no curse. And the reason I said that, because all those fucking people are like vultures. You need a reading. $3.99. You need oil. $10.99. You need a spiritual consultation. $88.88. You need to join my Facebook group. They're just on that motherfucker in his comments, trying to plug the brother and should have given the brother some information. The brother asking for help. You don't even know how to guide him. Like, I didn't tell the brother, come join my class. I don't give a fuck. I told people, everybody can't join my class. I have to actually pick you to join my class. So I'm not just running around on Facebook talking about, or Instagram, you better get on my class. You better get on my class now. You better get in my class. Get on my class. Here's my class. And I'm just popping out every 5 minutes. Sometimes I don't even post ads promoting myself or my services for a couple of months. I've done that where I said, oh shit, I ain't posting. People say, are you still doing readings? I said, oh shit, yeah, I do that shit. Because I get so consumed with my own magic and my own personal life that, like, you're supposed to. You're supposed to care more about yourself than everybody else. I hate to tell you that shit. It's been told to you the wrong way. Self-love is sometimes not giving a fuck about other people. But moving on. It's because the reason I say that, because a lot of people are probably like, damn, that's fucked up. Well, what happens when you give yourself to somebody on such a mass level where you fucking forget about you? How many of us been in these relationships with people or friends with people and we give them money, we give them our energy, we pop up every time they get in trouble, and you feel at the end of it, they go run off with somebody else and you fucking drain. And you said, I forgot about what I was supposed to be doing. I forgot about my business. I forgot about, number one, my spirituality. I forgot about my weight. You just don't give a fuck about yourself. So sometimes you got to not give a fuck about people to give a fuck about yourself. I hope that I broke that down for some of y'all that's listening to this radio show. Sometimes that's how it is. You're the one orchestrating this shit. So anyway, moving on. So they were trying to plug themselves with this brother in this Facebook group. Like the brother that I met as a client, he paid me $50 for a consultation. I was doing consultations, spiritual consultations for $50. Spiritual consultation is when I read your aura, your energy. I go over, I might even do a little basic reading on you. I go over your aura. I go over your spiritual journey. I go over the things that you need, and I do a little teaching. Brother paid me $50. Said, Hood Shaman, man, I've been fucking with you for a long time. I hate when niggas say that. Well, if you've been fucking with me for a long time, why are you just now paying me after 2 years of fucking with me? Because I've been on this motherfucking Instagram for 2 years. You just now fucking with me? But that's another story. So niggas, like, I've been fucking with you for 2 years, you know what I'm saying? And I like the way you talk and all that kissing ass shit that they do. Moving on, the nigga tells me, I'm up in college, right? He said, I need your help. I'm about to send you to 50 right now so we can talk. I said, all right, brother, I'll holler at you in 30 minutes. Let me get set up. Brother get on the phone with me. I say, hey, what's up, G? What's going on? What's happening? Man, I got a problem. I said, what's the problem? Said, man, I got this magic stick from this Baba Lao motherfucker. Right? Baba Lao, whatever the fuck them motherfuckers call they so. Y'all know the niggas on that's from Nigeria to be in your inbox talking about prosperity, brother. Ashe. And so he said, I bought this magic stick. I said, all right, brother. Well, I can tell you right now, that's some bullshit. Because he said, you know, it's supposed to protect me. Shit keeps happening. I said, before he even said, I said, man, that sounds like some bullshit. Not no wand or nothing. This motherfucker said a magical stick. Nigga shows me a stick. The motherfucking stick didn't have no crystals on it. No gold, no copper, no nothing. Nigga sent him a regular stick. This shit ain't made up, man. I hope this brother hears this radio show, because I want to bring him on this show so y'all can hear this shit from him. So I said, goddamn, brother, that's a regular stick. He mailed you that shit? I said, how much you pay for that shit? I'm thinking the brother going to say $25 or $44.44. Y'all know y'all favorite number, $44.44. Or even $11.11. I said, okay. The brother says he paid him $10,000 for this fucking stick. I'm not making this shit up. He showed me the fucking receipt online. He sent this motherfucker $10,000. And I thought the brother, I think the dude wasn't in Africa. I think the nigga was in like South Carolina or something, because there's a lot of fake ass spiritualists down in South Carolina, from what y'all say. I keep hearing about people down in South Carolina that is doing a lot of fake spirituality. I think a lot of these pages, they say they're over there in Africa or India or some shit, because they know y'all get mystified and y'all be like, oh, it's African, it's the ancestors, and you'll just run out and pay. I said, man, what made you pay that nigga $10,000? Oh, he was talking good, he was dressed up. Nigga store sounded, the more he talked, the stupider he sounded. I love the brother. Shout out to that brother, the 10,000 stick brother. I ain't got no issue with you, but you sounded like a dumb motherfucker that day. And you probably know that was a dumb move. $10,000 on a magical stick from a motherfucker he met on a Facebook group. And I didn't have Facebook back then, and I would not get a group. I said, I'm not going on that shit. I said, I don't want no parts of it. Now I understand why my spirit team wanted me to be in a Facebook group. Somebody got to clean this mess up. And if I'm going to be the only horrorcore spiritualist to say something, and it might be other ones out there speaking against this bullshit, we need to shut this shit down. Because this is creating a lot more lost souls. A lot of people are going to recycle back to this hell. And they're going to do all this shit over and over again. And they're going to be getting tormented over and over again. They're not going to learn their purpose and the lessons they're supposed to learn for the mission. So again, guys, this has been Hood Magic Radio with your host, Hood Shaman. Hope you guys come again. Check out my YouTube at Hood Shaman. I would say .com, but I don't know. That's my website, actually. Look at myself plugging myself. Come on now, higher self. So yeah, www.hoodshaman.com/. I think that's how you say that bullshit. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, www.hoodshaman, you'll see me come up. It'll say the Gods of Luster is which the name of my website. Also, you guys can check me out on Instagram at hoodshaman444. Also, my backup page on Instagram is hoodshaman84. You guys catch me on Facebook. Send me a request at hoodshaman on Facebook. Look for my picture with my glasses, and you'll see my necklace, and you'll see my face. Make sure it's the right Hood Shaman. Let me see. Do I have any other outlets besides this? Oh, yeah. Catch me on this show. I'm going to try to do these shows at least once a week, once every 2 weeks or something like that. Hood Magic Radio here on Anchor. Did I say that right? Is it Anchor? Anchor? Whatever the fuck it is. That's it, guys. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. Catch you next time. Peace.